cash, noti macheke, tindiri kucheke, leba saka kuseke, na pala nga pompe, magani zo pandeke, ni nebo kirimu, pamuru wa keke, uoneka, ununkida, ufina, wafara, azwi. Hello, 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 malika wango mulino baby, hello.
You're listening to the hottest station.
Power FM.
A new source of energy has arrived in your town. Power 91.3 FM. 91.3 FM.
The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Of growth, innovation, and social security. Update your NAPSA details and stand a chance to win a fully serviced plot in Lusaka. For more information, visit www.napsa.co.zm or NAPSA Facebook page at Your NAPSA. Be smart, secure your future.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Former Northwestern Water Supply and Sanitation Company Managing Director Happy Musumali jailed for 1 year, 11 months with hard labor for corrupt practices. Tonse Alliance distances itself from Dr. Fred Member's partnership claims. In international news, Congolese government and M23 to hold sixth round of talks. In sports, Copper Queens forward Priska Chilufya moves to Angel City Football Club.
And now, the Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. The Economic and Financial Crimes Court in Solwezi has sentenced former Northwestern Water Supply and Sanitation Company Managing Director Happy Musumali to 1 year and 11 months imprisonment with hard labor for corrupt practices. Principal Resident Magistrate Kasonga Mulilo convicted Musumali on 2 counts of abuse of authority of office and 1 count of willful failure to follow guidelines contrary to the Anti-Corruption Act No. 3 of 2012. Musumali, 49, was arrested by the Anti-Corruption Commission in 2023 and initially faced 16 counts, later reduced to 3 due to duplicity. He was found to have authorized 98,263 kwacha, 14 ngwe, in irregular payments for vehicle repairs and servicing and used company fuel for his personal Toyota Hilux without board approval. Musumali also failed to follow procurement procedures in awarding a security contract to Armed Safety Security Company Limited. He received 12 months, 8 months and 3 months on the respective counts to run concurrently from 7th October 2025. The ACC reaffirmed its commitment to ensuring accountability and integrity in public service. In another development, the Tonse Alliance has distanced itself from claims by Socialist Party President Dr. Fred Membe that it is part of his so-called United Opposition Front Alliance. Tonse Alliance spokesperson and Patriots for Economic Progress President Sean Tembo said in a statement that the alliance has never been in any form of partnership or negotiations with Dr. Fred Membe or his party. Mr. Tembo expressed a disappointment with Dr. Membe's alleged remarks, which were carried in a named local daily tabloid, describing them as misleading and deliberately aimed at discrediting the alliance's progress. He added that the statement was timed to undermine the alliance's newly announced roadmap, unveiled during its 15th Council of Leadership meeting, where members resolved to hold a general congress on November 29, 2025, and set nomination fees at 300,000 kwacha for those aspiring to contest as alliance chairperson and 2026 presidential candidate. Mr. Tembo has since advised his opposition counterpart to conduct his politics with integrity and focus on promoting honesty in political discourse.
Entonces, Alliance wishes to categorically state that we are not and have never been a part of Dr. Fred Membe's alliance, and neither have we ever been approached by Dr. Fred Membe to join his so-called alliance. It is our strong belief that Dr. Fred Membe's statement was specifically designed and timed to undermine the Tonse Alliance by casting aspersions on our roadmap 2025.
The Prisoners Future Foundation has commended government for launching 5 groundbreaking policy documents aimed at transforming the country's child justice system. Speaking in Kawe, PFF Executive Director Geoffrey Mayamba said the initiative positions Zambia as a regional and global leader in promoting children's rights and restorative justice. Mr. Mayamba noted that the new policies mark a major step toward protecting vulnerable children and align with global frameworks such as the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, the African Charter on the Rights and Welfare of the Child, and the Sustainable Development Goals, particularly Goal 16, which focuses on peace, justice, and strong institutions. The reforms were developed through a multi-sectoral collaboration involving the Ministry of Community Development and Social Services, the Judiciary, the National Prosecution Authority, and the Zambia Police Service. The policy documents include the National Diversion Framework, the Revised National Child Justice Strategy and Action Plan 2022 to 2026, the Prosecutor's Handbook on Sexual Violence, second edition, the Zambia Policy Guidelines on Handling Children in the Criminal Justice System, and the Prosecutor's Guidelines on the Management of Children in a Criminal Justice System. Mr. Mayamba further commended the inclusion of measures addressing online sexual abuse, an emerging threat to children globally, saying Zambia's comprehensive approach offers a model for other nations seeking to modernize their justice system. He also acknowledged the key role played by UNICEF and other development partners in supporting the reforms and reaffirms PFF's commitment to working with government, international agencies and civil society to ensure effective implementation.
The Prisoners Future Foundation proudly joins the international community in celebrating the Government of the Republic of Zambia's launch of 5 groundbreaking policy documents aimed at transforming the child justice system. This bold initiative positions Zambia as a regional and global leader in advancing children's rights and restorative justice, and marks a significant adjustment in protecting children's rights and aligns with the global frameworks such as the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, CRC, the African Charter on the Rights and Welfare of the Child, and the Sustainable Development Goals, SDG 16, Peace, Justice, and Strong Institutions. The policy reforms developed through a multi-sectoral collaboration.
Education Minister Douglas Siakalima has urged Zambia's higher education institutions to prepare for a surge in student enrollment as the government's free education policy continues to expand access to learning. Mr. Siakalima said the introduction of free education has already attracted more than 2 million additional learners, increasing the number of school-going children from 4 million to between 6 and 7 million. He noted that with a national population of 20 million, Zambia's youth population is rapidly growing, and projections show that in the next 5 years, about 10 million children, nearly half the population, will be in school. He emphasized that preparing the next generation over the next 20 years depends on the progress being made in education today.
2020.